You're listening to The Voice of the Private Sector. Welcome to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing, only on FM News 101.
Well, interest rates on the rise and the commercial real estate market remains red hot, particularly multifamily. The apartment market is on fire. Who better to call on than Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate for an update? Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. I want to start with an overall update on the Portland market in particular. What's going on?
Well, hey, Brian, thanks for having me again. You know, the market in the apartment business is always booming. Now's the best time to always get into it, of course. And here specifically in Portland, you know, it's interesting. The Forbes comes out with a list every year, and they have Portland's metro population at around 2.3 million. And they say it's the number one state for immigration from other states for population increase. I think it was from 2015, we had 51,000 increase from 2014 of people moving here. So that number's up about 5% from 2010 here in Oregon. So, you know, population is growing. It also says that Portland is the number five best place for business and careers compared to all the other cities in the country. And so when you look at that, it ties into the apartment business with these statistics because, you know, people need a place to live. And so when you compare the stable local economy here in Portland and the low vacancy rates, especially right now, you know, Brian, with low interest rates still hovering in that four range, low fours, you know, the apartment business is definitely a good investment. And when you also look at the declining home ownership, you know, across the country, I think in 2004 it was 69% ownership rate. 2009 it went down to 67.5%. And now 2016 we're at 63% home ownership rate, the lowest we've seen in years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It is a great time to be in the apartment market. I want to talk about year-over-year comparison. You know, I'm careful not to, you know, look at data points because those are more short-term. But when you look year-over-year, and I realize we're still not wrapped up in 2016, maybe give us a comparison all of 15 versus 2016 and where we're at.
You know, 15 was a really good year in the apartment business, especially, you know, in Portland here. Looking at a couple reasons for that, you know, if you look at the just rent increases, and everybody's heard this in Portland, you know, rents are going up. You're seeing it in city council now. They're trying to push here for rent control areas in Multnomah County. I mean, that to be determined, but that's always on the radar. We have a 14% increase in rents over the year. It's the highest in the country, Portland, Oregon. You know, and you look at, you know, the number 10 on the list is Los Angeles, actually, at number 7. It's amazing. Portland is just continuously growing, and the rents are going up. If you compare that with the biggest downfalls, I have offices in Arizona, as you know. Tucson is a negative 17%. Eugene, Oregon, negative 12%. And Tempe, Arizona, negative 7%. So when you look at the states that we occupy, Washington, Oregon, and Arizona, you know, Portland is definitely the number one in the country, and it's a great business. If you look at, you know, the volume here, you see transactions at around, for 2015, it was about 290 apartment transactions in the metro area. Year-to-date tracking, you know, up to the end of third quarter, we're about 180 transactions, so we're a little bit behind there. Compared to 2015, but that was a great year, you know. Looking at sales volume, 2015, there was about $2.4 billion of apartment sales transactions in the metro area. And when we compare it to 2016, it's slightly behind that. You know, year to date, we're 1.1, so half of that, you know, three quarters into the year. So that's pretty interesting statistics, but yet the apartment business is booming for, you know, investors.
If you're just joining us, this is Business Briefing. Brian Bushlack from our studios in Portland this weekend with Joseph Chaplick, the president and principal broker at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. I'll give out Joe's contact information at the end of the segment, specially focused on multifamily, so apartment investing. That's really what they've focused on for years here in Portland, now with offices in Arizona as well. Of course, Washington. We're going to talk about that Arizona market as well. There are some opportunities there, but you talked a little bit about the increase in rents, Joe. What are we looking at for price per square foot and price per unit? Because I, you know, it's not my area of expertise, but I would think if the demand is high, if rents are going up, then the price per square foot and the price per unit must be as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the market is interesting. You measure the apartment business by the income approach. You know, the cost approach, the market approach are more on the residential side or industrial side. And when you look at the apartment side, it's an investment approach with the income evaluation of how you come up with the price on these buildings. When you look, you know, again, comparison here, 2015 to 2016, 2015 was a strong year. The numbers were up. I believe the price per unit average was about $150 to buy, you know, a building. If you're just looking at a 10-unit building, you know, $1.5 million. 2016, we're right there again, about $150,000 price per unit per building. And again, this is 5 units and above. This is not the residential apartment market of, you know, a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex. This is 5 units and up per building. An interesting statistic, too, is when you look at that price point per unit, and you compare this, Brian, from 1989 all the way up to 2016 here in Metro Portland, there's a trend line, and it goes, you know, pretty stable up to 2013, and then 2014 it breaks above the average trend line, and 2015 and 16 are well above those trend lines. It's the highest we've ever seen in East County. You know, you could argue it's one of the most active places for apartment transaction. I mean, properties are selling 1970s built, $100,000 or more a unit.
Joseph Chaplick.
Yeah.
Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate on the phone with us here, working away this weekend. You're listening to Business Briefing across the Pacific Northwest. And, Joe, let's talk about those vacancy rates. I've seen a few things across the Seattle market. I haven't seen anything in Portland specifically as to where we're at with vacancy rates. Now, what I saw from Seattle was things were loosening up a little bit as more inventory came on the market. What's happening in Portland specifically?
You know, specifically, the vacancy rates, current average is about 3.8, Portland Metro. Last year, in the fall of this time, was 2.9. So it's gone up about a point. The U.S. average is about 4.3%, you know, for all apartments. So, again, great investment into the apartment business. More interesting, again, look at the statistics here, Brian. The price per square foot has gone up as well over the years. It's one of the highest right now on buying a building. You know, we measure it by price per unit, price per square foot. You know, cap rates, which is the return on your money if you paid all cash, what that percentage is. With the vacancies being low, 3.8%, you know, the price per square foot is up somewhere in the 131, 132 range per square foot, $131. Last year, the high was about 133 average. Again, these numbers are off the charts from the previous years. When you look at the vacancies, again, at 3.8, you know, people say, hey, listen, the vacancy rates are going to go up. But, you know, the average is 5. We're well below the average, and we have been for years. And then when you look at, you know, again, we haven't talked about this, but the construction of new businesses proposed and under construction of apartments, you know, Inner East Side and Inner West Side has the most proposed, you know, 7,000-plus units to be coming online. But what's under construction is really 2,000 to, you know, 3,000 units on the inner and outer, inner east side and inner west side. When you get to the outer, you know, those numbers decrease a little bit. But again, we're not keeping up with the demand with the apartments. Even if, you know, you fill these under construction units and turn them online, our vacancy rates are still going to be under 5%, in my opinion.
And great insight, as always, from Joe Chaplick. If you'd like to reach out to him, offices in Oregon and Arizona, direct line 503-546-9390. Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. That's josephbernard.net. Up next, we'll talk to one of the top investment advisors in the region and an update on the Vancouver Energy Project.